Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Trial delayed for CNA charged in elderly woman's death. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The jury trial of Bernard Hale, a former certified nursing assistant at Legacy Assisted Living, has been postponed until October 16th. Hale faces a felony involuntary manslaughter charge in connection with the January death of 88-year-old resident Judith Duvall, who suffered from dementia. According to County 17, investigators say Duvall exited the facility into a courtyard on the night of January 9th, 2025, setting off an alarm. Security footage shows Hale silencing the alarm, but failing to search the courtyard. Duvall later fell near a gazebo where she lay through the night as temperatures dropped to 10 degrees. She died of exposure and hypothermia. Prosecutors allege Hale falsified patient records that night, logging interactions with Duvall even after she had died. The trial, expected to last 7 days, will be presided over by District Court Judge Michael McGrady. If convicted, Hale could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Library pursues grants for new services in 2026. The Campbell County Public Library could see new features and programs in 2026 if it secures several grants now in the works. According to the Gillette News Record, Library Director John Jackson told commissioners last week the library is applying for 3 grants totaling up to $45,000. All 3 applicants received county approval to move forward. 1 grant for $10,000 from the Wyoming Community Foundation would expand the Gillette branch's marker space with a large 3D printer and a laser cutter. Another application to Wyoming 250 seeks funding for a 25-station story walk and write set to debut in May 2026. As part of the nation's 250th anniversary, with a focus on Campbell County's history. The third proposal, also to Wyoming 250, requests $25,000 for a solar-powered charging bench and local artist statue outside the Gillette branch, with a goal of unveiling the project in October 2026. Jackson noted the grants require no local match. Decisions are expected later this year and into early 2026. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.